no need to mess around. So yeah, let's get straight into thoughts on the performance. Colm.
I was very, very pleased with the result. I was the 3 minutes where we scored the last three goals, which is amazing. It was just, I was elated. Broadly, I thought the performance was quite average. I thought we actually struggled in a lot of ways. I never really felt like we were going to lose the game. I didn't feel like they were going to come back into it. It didn't feel like last season where you knew Sigurdsson was going to hit that free kick to equalise, or whoever it was against every other team we drew against. It didn't feel like it was coming, so I felt secure, but I just wasn't happy with the football that was being played. You know, it was tidy in parts, it was almost there, and then it just wasn't. And I think that's for a few reasons I'm sure we'll touch on later. But broadly speaking, you know, you have to be happy with 2-4-0 victories, you know, in the open two games of the season. I don't think that's ever been done, certainly not by us before. And it was fantastic and great to see, again, some people score. I love to see Lukaku score. I love to see Martial score. Pogba had a difficult game and came through with a great goal. So a lot of things to be really pleased about. And it did all click in the end, and we really did wore them down, you know. But It wasn't the quality of football that we saw. We lacked the confidence that we saw on the opening day of the season against West Ham. And I don't think there was much between the two sides. So I didn't really understand. Obviously, we're away. And in fairness, the Swansea crowd were, you know, they were bang up for it. And the Swansea team pressed really, really effectively and really choked the game in a tactical way, as you would expect from a Paul Clement team, more so than West Ham did. But, you know, I thought the 4-0 flattered us.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of said that last week a bit against West Ham as well, and
you must have been really disappointed this week then.
well, look, Swansea were better organised for sure than West Ham. I think that was the big difference. But yeah, you know, like again, there was a lot of things that were very similar in this game. You know, late goals, that kind of thing. There's so many similarities, but of course, one was played at home, one was played away. I mean, Alex, what else? What were your further thoughts on it all?
Yeah, so it's sort of similar to Colm. I was ecstatic with the result, but not so much the performance. So I guess sort of when Colm says that he never really felt like they were going to get back into it, I think that's just because of the break in the season. I think if this was last season, after we'd had all those disappointing results of being 1-0 up and then randomly out of nowhere a team would come back and score, we'd have probably felt very similar. Because
well, I think we would have felt similar last season because we didn't have Matic and we didn't have by
potentially.
Well, I think we are. I don't think it's fair to say just because it hasn't happened this year, as in it is going to happen. I'm sure it will happen, but we hope not with regularity. But I do think just our whole approach to the game is from a much more commanding position than it was last year. Due to Matic.
Well, I think that's one thing that we can be happy about. So, as much as on the ball, we really struggled to break them down. Obviously, we got the goal from a set piece, which was great after we've been talking about how much we're, you know, pretty much pussycats in the box on set pieces, despite having a team of giants. You know, we got the goal from a set piece, but you can't, from a defensive point of view, we were very much in control again. We always had that extra man. Matic provided a brilliant platform. Jones and Bailly were very good at the back once again, a very accomplished partnership performance from the two of them. And we were winning the ball back very quickly and building on an attack again, which we did very well. Like, it was a very disciplined performance in that sense. It's just that we didn't have the cutting edge of previous weeks. I think that Lukaku struggled because, you know, he was playing a team who defended so deep. So we spoke about how, you know, Lukaku coming in, and yeah, he might not have the best record against the big teams, but he's got a record against these small teams for Everton. Obviously, when he's playing with Everton, they're not necessarily packing 10 men behind the ball. So I think he struggled to get into the game somewhat. And I was quite surprised that we maybe started with the exact same formation, which we might come onto a little bit more later. But I felt that just played into their hands a little bit, you know, enabled them to feel fairly comfortable. But then you must say that, you know, we did spur some chances as well. You know, you had that Rashford moment getting into the box once again, one-on-one, that once again he made the wrong decision. And that could have completely changed things for us. So yeah, it was from a defensive point of view, and turning and the transition from defence into attack very quickly, I was very happy about. But there was just a lack of cutting edge, and maybe that's where either, you know, we're maybe missing someone, or maybe there's someone on the bench who maybe should be starting to sort of make the difference in those moments. But in terms of the result, I think it's, if you isolate it, it's sort of the result that typifies Mourinho's time in the Premier League. So when he joined United, you know, we spoke about how he's sometimes seen as a defensive or negative manager, you know, because he is quite pragmatic. He puts men behind the ball. He wants men to rush back as soon as we've lost the ball. But his teams have always scored goals. That's what we spoke about. And despite us not playing amazing, it was a disciplined performance in that once it got to the 80th minute and we smelt blood because they'd started coming out and there was the opportunity to seize control and to, you know, finish them off ruthlessly, we took that. And I think there's a huge thing to be said about having a ruthless efficiency because we haven't seen that in the last few years. So, you know, being able to then go and score those three goals, sensing the opportunity to get the second, and then building one, some confidence for our own players, and two, hopefully putting a bit of fear into opposition teams that we come up against in the future. I think those late free goals are very important and very worthwhile. And obviously there's some huge bonuses to be taken from that.
Yeah, yeah, no, it all makes sense. But I think it is definitely worth talking about the lineup because we mentioned it obviously in our preview last week where I said, look, I'm really interested to see whether Mourinho plays the same kind of two midfielders or he brings in another midfielder and sacrifices somebody like Mata or Mkhitaryan. And yeah, he's gone with the exact same lineup, which is pretty attacking, especially away from home. I mean, Craig, did you expect that lineup? I don't know if you play the lineup predictions game or that kind of thing. Were you expecting this? What did you think of the lineup?
Yeah, I actually had 10 out of 11 on that because I thought he would start Martial today instead. Or not today, rather, the other day instead. Because
head of Rashford.
Yeah, because obviously, Martial came on the other day and he kicked it into overdrive for us. And then he scored a goal. And I believe he got the assist as well. And so I thought Mourinho would bring him on from the beginning to put the fear into Swansea straight away. But I could see why he didn't, because he wants him as an impact sub, someone who will come on when the other team is tired and he will run them ragged. And that's what he did. I'm hoping he does start Martial from the beginning a few times at some point. So we can see what he's like as a regular starter now that his confidence is seemingly back from last season where he seemed to be a bit down in the dumps all the time.
Yeah, he's definitely knocking on the door for a start. I think actually, Colm, it was you who said last week that you thought he'd bring back Herrera because it was an away game and play a little bit more defensive. I kind of expected that as well. But, you know, like I said, this is really interesting for me because I complained a lot last season about Mourinho setting up too defensively. And so, yeah, I've been really like pleasantly surprised in the first game. Or, okay, we're at home and now he's gone away. All right, they're not like the one of the strongest opposition we're going to play, but it is still an away game.
Yep.
So it's not going to be as easy as a home game. And he's still gone with that same very attacking lineup. And yeah, I'm happy to see it. Of course, it didn't work out as well. And we had to go just to the stroke of half time to get ahead.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, what did you think of it in the terms of the lineup?
Again, it was almost like last week where I said I was surprised when I read the team sheet, but then I immediately consoled myself with the fact that it was just a good decision. You know, I did expect a change, not even so much as that I was expecting such a more difficult game from Swansea or because we went away that we had to play a three. It was almost more from a sort of a loyalty to Herrera or a sort of nod to how well he did for us last year that I didn't think Mourinho would leave him on the bench 2 weeks in a row. You know, this is our player of the year last year and someone Mourinho spoke about, you know, in glowing terms in the media and also deployed in very specific roles against big teams, you know. So a player he has a lot of faith in, and he's spoken about that, how Herrera is able to manage himself within the game and make decisions off his own bat and how he values that so highly in a player. So I just thought, you know, he's clearly a first name on the team sheet kind of guy. So I just expected him to come back in. But that was almost a worry because, and luckily we haven't fallen into this trap, you shouldn't pick your team, you shouldn't pick your formation on who you want to fit in the squad because they did something last year. You know, you pick the best team from what you have, and because of who you're playing up front, that might determine who you're playing in midfield, or because of who you're playing on the left wing, that might determine who you're playing at left back. You know, there's a lot of things to consider. It's about partnerships and how people play off each other. And at the moment, I think what you can see is how much faith he has in Matic, because I don't think, you know, if we hadn't got Matic and we were starting Fellaini and Pogba in the middle or Herrera and Pogba in the middle, we would play a three. I'm convinced of that. But it shows the faith he has in Matic and the you know, the responsibility he's happy to give him. So I was pleased. I think a lot of people will be pleased to see that we haven't seen Lingard start. You know, that sounds a bit harsh, and I am a Lingard fan, but, you know, people A lot of people, rightly or wrongly, feel he is a squad player, and it is somewhat hard to argue. So they'll be pleased to see him not starting, you know, and that we're relying really on our quality players to try and make them work. Because I do think, you know, the front four, whether it be Rashford, Martial, Mata, Mkhitaryan, and Lukaku, they need to play together, you know, because they're still not, you know, and that was really the problem. They're still not clicking just perfectly. They're still not just that relationship there about who does what and what happens when. And also, they're not aided in any way by almost either fullback.